Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah, the 6th chapter. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you heard this verse from 2 Timothy? "God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power." Out of context, this is a really great motivational quote. You've got the power. In its context, Paul is encouraging Timothy to be bold as a pastor, remembering his ordination. Bold especially to speak and to act according to the truth and to suffer for Christ's sake. Not to be successful, but to suffer. To endure hardship, not just to get past it. The full quote is not only power, but also a spirit of love and discipline. Now, it is possible to be possessed instead by a spirit of fear. A spirit of fear prevails among our membership in the Lutheran Church today. They are afraid both to read and to speak the Word of God. And this is astounding for our group. For our group that holds the Scriptures so highly and openly that we dare to say that it is the privilege and the duty of every Christian to judge the doctrine that they hear. That's the reason that lay delegates will also be here this weekend and this summer. And yet, our members are rarely bold to do so. They act like the church belongs to the ministerium, and as if the Bible were not a book that they could read or understand. God's truths must be a forced topic of our conversation. And our ministerium, at times, we must admit, has advanced this spirit of timidity, however inadvertently. Rather, in matters of reading and of hearing and of confessing the Word of God and its teaching, God has given His people, all of them, a spirit not of fear and timidity, but of power and of love and of sound judgment. And the spirit of fear can prevail among our pastors also, whenever they are timid about the teaching of the things of God, and of teaching it in such a way as to compel a believing and a bold congregation. Martin Luther had this fear. He was afraid that God would smite him, damn him, right there at the altar in light of all his sins. The pastor's dramatic prayer during the last stanza of a hymn, sometimes the only place in the service that he would kneel, was once a near universal ceremony among us. But now a spirit of timidity has replaced it. A fear of being questioned. A fear of being exposed. a fear of exactly what would be very salutary for our Lutheran Church and for our ministerium, namely growth. It is wicked for a pastor to employ face-saving policies to avoid his calling, which is this, which is the patient love and discipline of teaching, of taking the time to teach somebody who asks a question. I know why a pastor might fear that, because when you teach, there's always a real chance that people won't listen. Now, the Holy Trinity is not timid. If we are with him, we will not be timid either. That's Paul's point. If we are timid, we have become distant from our God, even if we live and we work very close to his church. In the call of Isaiah, we see the Lord himself bridge that distance. I'll give you some fear and timidity and trembling. See my burning seraphim. See my throne wrapped in smoke and fire. Hear in my quaking temple how all cry glory with a holy for each person of my one Godhead. And gone are all of our paltry fears of being embarrassed. It is no trifle to serve at God's altar or to preach his word. It is not a game for a Christian to raise their children in the Holy Scriptures or to speak with your neighbors about our Lord's truth. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of such wisdom. The fear of looking dumb is not. That is woeful. That breeds timidity. It compels nothing in anyone. Self-serving ministeriums or magisteriums also compel nothing in the people, except the same kind of spirit of self-preservation. No, you've said it this week. What compels is the Christian truth. We are compelled by God's own word to confess what it says about him. Likewise, like Isaiah, we are compelled to confess what it says about us also. And whenever God convicts us with his very real law and puts the holy fear of his wrath into us, he doesn't leave us in fear and timidity. He brought to Isaiah a coal from the altar of atonement. He proclaimed, "By this your guilt is taken away, your sin is atoned for." Did it hurt, I wonder? And yet it did not sear Isaiah's lips closed and lock him up into a spirit of timidity. Just the opposite. It emboldened him to answer his call to speak, undaunted, that they might not, in fact, he was told that they would not, listen to him. Forgiveness of his ignorance and his uncleanness and his sin, that is what compelled the prophet Isaiah. What is needed for each of us, dear Christians, whether you are a preacher or a hearer, is not less contact, but more with the holy things of God and with his saving word. Fear and timidity will always continue to triumph in our Lutheran church, so long as the Lord remains unknown and distant to us. Whatever fears those might be, they are not godly fear. Come face to face with the Lord and his holy word, and then you will abandon your timidity for fear of God. Perhaps you're only being different because you've never actually stood close enough. But see then, the Lord of hosts, the fearsome master of burning legions, of blazing angels, and see how he uses his holy altar to deal with such people who are undone by their lack of knowledge, opening their sealed lips to admit it. He forgives them. He makes atonement with his own blood. And then He even sets us on our feet by His Spirit for service in His church and in our stations in life. May our Lord put the fear of God into our Lutheran church again, and may He free us from all false spirits of timidity. And may He compel us instead by the forgiveness of sins that comes from His holy altar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.